as an anthropologist, I taught a course called Anthropology of Space and Place at York. And as part of that course, I included co-housing and eco-villages and co-ops and different kinds of housing around the world. And I thought, I would really like to live like that. I would like more connection with my neighbors. And when I came out here on sabbatical in 2004 out to Souk, I began meeting people who had this sort of hippalicious dream of, let's buy a property and we could all live there. And it took me back to co-housing. And I thought, well, how would you do this in a way that was grounded, practical, had good legal and financial structures where everybody knew where they were at? And the co-housing just became more and more attractive. I had been telling myself a story that began about the time I decided to retire from York, which was that I wasn't quite as sharp as I was. I wasn't able to keep up with the newest literature, the newest theories. And so I started telling myself stories about being old. I was like, and man, up until that point, I've been telling myself stories about being young. There was some gap in there between about 40 and 60. Like, I don't know what happened, but I thought I was young all the time until I thought I was old. Starting Harborside was with a view to, well, now I'm getting old. I need to create a place for people like me. In the course of that, I began learning so much. I was like, oh, I actually have the capacity to learn a whole lot of new stuff. Oh, my memory's better than it's ever been. Oh, what's this all about, right? And I went from feeling old to feeling just vibrant. If you don't want to grow, and you don't want lots of opportunities for growth, co-housing is not for you. So you have to be willing to not get what you want, to take a long time doing things. If you want to plant a tree without talking to anybody, don't move into co-housing. You absolutely have to talk to people before you do anything. You know, we have to make decisions about hanging art and fixing our wharf and doing our depreciation allowances. And it's a big business, this thing. And it's complex in lots of different ways. And because of that, it keeps us mentally engaged. I think it's been a terrific opportunity for me to develop my own capacity to connect with people, to work through different positions, to learn from them, to see how much wisdom there is in a group that comes bubbling up. I love having neighbors and companionship and the joy of just walking in here when, you know, there's something going on. We spend so much time planning financially for our lives, not just our retirement, but everything. I mean, it's just what you're supposed to do as a grown-up, is financial planning, right? And we don't plan our social portfolio at all. And that's really important. One of the biggest mortality risks, as well documented, is social isolation. Co-housing deals with that. Other health-related programs that try to support seniors to stay at home don't address that issue of social isolation. They send in healthcare workers who have very limited time, can only do certain kinds of things, and they become the only person that the senior sees. Especially if their family don't live nearby. So we address that, I think, quite well. I had a whole lifetime of, you know, ego achievement as an anthropologist, but that's not nearly as satisfying as this is. Not nearly. Because this is with people, for people. We're all in it together. We created it together. You know, I have connection with people, and I have lots of meaning in my life. The whole meaning piece is so powerful, right? Like, I'm creating meaning every day in lots of different ways. And I don't think we can always say that as we get older. Because we have the ability to support each other when someone's not well, we can fill in ways that home care support also fills in. So the example being recently one of our members with Parkinson's, you know, we've been able to provide him enough support that it's given him time to adjust his meds and his address his medical situation, and he's better. He's just way better than he was. And I think a lot of it had to do with the community support. They just gave that little support under him to get through this tough time. So that sort of thing, I think, really does, I don't know if it guarantees that we can stay here forever, but it certainly helps to support it.